The plan of the police is that we are uncomfortable with the procession, and we have communicated to the organizers. We invited them for a meeting at police headquarters to discuss modalities and how to go about it. We had some disagreements, and we have advised them to devise more civil approaches because we sensed there is a likelihood of chaos.
In a way, are you trying to stop them from protesting or marching to the parliament, or you are trying to give them alternative routes?
Why we can't get them alternative routes? Because the nature of mobilization they made does not accommodate that kind of environment. When you look at their placards, they were calling people from all directions. It is not something small and organized and something that can be facilitated by security.
If I quite understand what you're saying, is the police saying there should be no march to parliament?
In the circumstances, given the nature of mobilization and the organizational arrangement, we feel it is unsafe and we condemn it, so we are not going to give in to it.
They say they have a constitutional right to protest.
Yeah, Bwana Abate, that constitutional right is what we want them to come and we participate in having it observed without disrupting the lives of other Ugandans, without disrupting the peace of other Ugandans, without bringing in situations of insecurity. And we are saying that right, we recognize it, but it is not absolute. It cannot be exercised in a total disregard of other people's rights.
I'm reading that the police and the soldiers, you have sealed off the headquarters of the NUP party, the opposition party. What is the connection between the protest and the opposition party?
We treated the National Unity Platform incident on its own merits. What happened was that they called for a press conference today. Now, the uniqueness about the conference this time round was they called every party member, they called every member of parliament who subscribes to NUP, councillors, pressure groups. The mobilization manner is similar to that of the procession scheduled for tomorrow. The numbers depict something unlikely to breach. So it gives the security room to draw suspicions that something is not adding up well.
I know that Uganda is a democratic country, and there's the freedom of movement, freedom of association, and the freedom to gather. Right now, it sounds to me the government or the police is trying to dictate to the opposition when and where they can meet.
Ndugubate, that's not exactly the point. We would not wish to be here, but these political actors are pushing us to a situation and in a corner where we find we have nothing left but to stick to the ground rules and ensure that the peace and the tranquility in the country is not disorganized, that we do not give room to anarchy or situations that can disrupt public order.